It is a Thursday, and that means joining me from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for Fort Smith's region and beyond. How are you?
I am well, Kyle. Good chilly morning to you.
Yes, a dusting of snow in most of northwest Arkansas. Any snow for the Arkansas River Valley?
No, sir.
Okay.
Just beautiful blue skies. It's chilly, but it's a pretty day.
All right. Well, going to be colder tonight as well.
Right.
Let's see. A couple of facts and figures to look at, including sales tax collections, which were up the last month we have record for, which is October.
Correct. And, this continues to be somewhat of a surprise, but a good sign for the Fort Smith regional economy. I mean, it's obviously that on the job front, we haven't had a lot of good news and the whirlpool pulling out. But the sales tax figures are still up. Now, granted, it's just in a 3-4% range, and once you factor in inflation, it's not up that much. But at least it's not going the other way, Kyle. So, for Fort Smith and Sebastian County, it appears that the consumers have not completely given up on the economy. In fact, maybe it's just the other way around. Maybe they have a little bit more faith in what what we might think.
And that balances out what we sometimes see when the Compass report tells us that consumer confidence is down, but sales tax collections are slightly up.
Right. I mean, one of the things maybe we need to start measuring on our consumer confidence report is their decisions with respect to, future spending. I've heard economists say in the past that even if consumer sentiment is down, sometimes, consumers will spend just to, for emotional reasons rather than practical reasons.
Later today, if not already, by the time our conversation is on the air, you'll have a story about building permits, and that, too, shows an increase.
Yes, another good sign. Building permits, now, Kyle, we just measured Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren, but in the Fort Smith metro area, those are definitely the three largest areas of activity. But for 2011, permits in those three cities combined were up over 34%, which is a great number. Now, all of that gain was in the Fort Smith area, and most of that, if not all of that, was because of a dramatic increase in commercial construction with the almost $29 million permit for Mitsubishi leading that. But, there was, other than Mitsubishi, even if you factor out Mitsubishi, there still would have been a large gain in commercial permitting activity for Fort Smith. So another good sign. We'll just keep our fingers crossed, Kyle, that sales tax and building permits, continue to lead the charge, so to speak, in this regional economy.
You also have a story on the CityWire.com right now about Health Management Associates shares. That's, of course, the parent company of Sparks Health System in Fort Smith. I think they also operate Summit Medical Center in Van Buren.
Yes, sir. They lease that from Crawford County, but they operate that hospital there. Well, it appears back in October, or not, it appears, it was in October, a former compliance officer for HMA found some things, or he alleges that he found some things he didn't like in terms of Medicare fraud, and that he tried to tell the company, and the company wouldn't do anything. The company says that they fired him for insubordination and for other things. When Mr. Meyer, the whistleblower, alleged whistleblower, left, he apparently took some documents, and HMA wants those documents back. But anyway, long story short, an analyst company, CRT Capital Group out of Connecticut, closely watches HMA, watches their shares for investors. And they pointed to the fact that this is not just your typical whistleblower complaint, that this Mr. Myers, a 30-year veteran of the FBI, so they have to give him a little bit more credibility. And then HMA also released some preliminary earnings for their fourth quarter, and they weren't what CRT Capital was expecting. So they downgraded their shares, and as a result, it had dropped on Monday and Tuesday, the shares of HMA fell pretty dramatic. They've somewhat recovered, but that for obvious reasons in the Fort Smith region, Van Buren, that's going to be a matter worth watching.
All right. Well, please be careful in this chilly weather, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. tough.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the Fort Smith region and beyond.